We built a digital world on one assumption. Time will always fit inside the box we put it in. Most of the time, it does. But every few decades, reality shows up, and the box breaks. In 2000, we had Y2K, two digits for the year, and computers thought it was 1900. Now there's another one waiting. It's called the year 2038 problem. On some systems, time is stored as seconds since January 1st, 1970. It's a simple counter. For a long time, that counter lived in a signed 32-bit integer, which means it has a maximum. And when you hit it, the number wraps. Time becomes negative. Suddenly, your software is back in 1901, while the world is in 2038. If that sounds abstract, here's why it matters. Time is everywhere. Certificates expire, logs sort, backups schedule. Databases decide what is new. When time breaks, nothing fails politely. Everything fails indirectly. The good news is, this isn't a surprise. It's been discussed for years. Modern systems are moving to 64-bit time, and many platforms will be fine. But the danger isn't your laptop. It's the stuff that lives forever. Embedded devices, industrial systems, old firmware nobody wants to touch. Time bugs don't always crash. They show up as a slow corruption of reality. A file created in 1901, a token already expired, a trail that makes no sense. The year 2038 problem isn't about the year 2038. It's about assumptions. Because the fix isn't changing the calendar, it's changing the box.